All right, everybody, welcome, welcome. It is time for another Toolbox Tuesday.
Yeah, we have to continue the topic about kind of seeing what's in the office.
Yeah. So if you have not been with us before, every Tuesday in our practices is Toolbox Tuesday, where we pick one of the hundreds of resources we have available and make sure that we are just calibrating the messaging across our team, making sure that they're available. They know the resources that are available to them. And the last couple of weeks, we've been in this series talking about Sten's stent back into the chair full-time clinically over this last summer, where we had a couple of doctors that were out for paternity leave and a couple of medical reasons. And so just some of the things that he saw boots on the ground. We are finishing up that series today, talking about coaching our doctors and the rugged individualists that they all tend to be a little bit. We've been talking about efficiency and how, you know, they've been guiding the team, some of the opportunities for improvement we saw in their leadership. And one of the things I think that also came through was, you know, we talked about last week, doctors talking about, well, you know, I was late getting home, or, you know, I didn't make my gym class, or, you know, as they're slacking us these page long messages at the end of the day about XYZ, but them also wearing that a little bit as a badge of honor. Like, hey, look at, I had to, you know, we've heard this more than what, but I spent an hour on my notes at the end of the day. You did what? Why are you spending an hour on your notes? That's ridiculous. But them coming a little bit from an employee mindset, like, look at how much harder I'm working. Like, I'm dedicated to the practice. Like, don't you see all the effort that I'm putting in? And us kind of, we're constantly talking them through that process and reversing that. So can you speak on that a little bit, Sten?
Yeah. This there, you hit the nail on the head. And I think this is human nature, period. This is human nature. And I think when something's going wrong, you look for everything else that's going wrong. That's external. It's a deflection. It's just, you know, everyone's kind of pointing like this. Right. And not to say you're blaming someone, but you're blaming a situation, or this is the reason I couldn't do it. And I did everything right. I did what you told me to do. We hear that a lot, right? I did what you told me to do, and it didn't work. You know, or so-and-so didn't do exactly what I needed to do, whatever it is. So well, that's not that person. That's maybe probably more you guiding them in that situation.
Right.
But it's something we see a lot. And yes, the topic, this has been a big one. And I don't know how, as highly educated people, we can not see this without us pointing it out. But like Jennifer said, we saw this so many times where they got a case that took longer than it should have. And we literally have had multiple doctors, multiple situations where page long slacks are happening. Yeah. And we're looking at the timestamp and going, yeah, well, I didn't get called on the op for 30 minutes on my sedation case. But this Slack probably took you 10 minutes to write, and they Slacked you that they were ready 10 minutes ago.
While you're writing, yeah.
You know, and so it's almost like, okay, well, I'm going to prove my point, but also make my point more painful for everyone at the same time. And that connection was really confusing to me, how they didn't make that connection. And we pointed it out to some of the doctors that were kind of notorious for doing this a number of times, actually. But they were more focused on proving that it was something else being done to them, that they were the victim of something, than trying to fix the problem.
Yeah.
And yes, you kind of spoke a little bit of the badge of honor that kind of happens with this hard work situation.
Yeah.
And we've all had, you know, have a number of people in the, you know, corporate world, or, you know, I feel like New York City is like where this happens a lot, where it's less important what the impact or the amount of money that you're making, and more impact telling people how long and hard you work.
Yeah.
And it's like, if you're not working 70 hours a week in certain industries, especially in New York,
you're a slacker.
You're a slacker. But it's like you gotta brag about that. Oh my God, I was here till 5, and then I'm going out and getting drinks, and I'm going back to the office. And it's like everyone talks about how much they work. It's like a constant just conversation. And it was just kind of baffling to me and how this works. But it's a similar thing with you know, this topic with the doctors. So it's just I think it's really just a refocusing on kind of what that really means.
Well, and this ties into when we're talking to the doctors about efficiency also. it's a fine line talking to them and coaching them on that, because a lot of doctors hear when we're talking about them being more efficient in their appointments that they have to go faster for the sake of going faster so that they can pack more procedures in so they can see more patients in a day. And that means that they're going to be doing crappy dentistry, which is not the case, right? We're talking about coaching them through, if it's taking you 4 hours to do a crown prep, that's not, the patient is not thinking that that's a great experience. And just you taking longer on a case doesn't mean that you're going to achieve a better clinical result. That's something that maybe dental school, I don't know, Sten, you know, maybe it breeds in dental school that everything is supposed to take 3 hours long. I'm not sure 100% where that comes from, but that's been a challenge for us too.
Yeah, and I mean, I think talking about kicking the habits of dental school is something we can talk a lot about.
Yeah.
But I, you know, there is a connection that, especially in dental school, this is rampant in dental school, that the longer you take with something, the better it is. It's the same thing. You know, it's like when we're in dental school, right? You're doing a tooth wax up. Okay, great. You have 2 hours to do the tooth wax up. You take 1 hour and 59 minutes, right? Not everyone, but a lot of people. I mean, hu it's human nature, right? You're dinking around with that thing for probably 1 hour and a half after it's already done, and it's probably no better. And it's just the way it goes. So it's just it's that happens a lot in. And then when you get out of private practice, it's like, well, I can't do a good job. Okay, and then I can kind of go back. I was kind of told the fighter pilot analogy a long time ago, and it was like one of those things that kind of hit me like a ton of bricks, where I was telling a consultant actually just, you know, hey, you know, how long are you scheduling for your crown preps? I said, you know, generally 1 hour, 1.5 hour, 2 hours. And he said, you're doing 1 hour tomorrow. And I said, I don't know if I can do that. And this, and I was kind of looking at my load and or my the things I was doing, and the prep was only taking 5 or 10 minutes. So what the hell was I doing for the rest of the time? You know, I had no idea. But somehow I had it in
Going
my mind that it was that was the way I was supposed to operate. And he gave me the analogy, you know, what flies faster, you know, a Cessna or a fighter jet? And he's like, well, obviously a fighter jet. And he's like, well, do you think the Cessna pilot's a better pilot? Okay, got it. Loud and clear. Right. And so I think that kind of, you don't have to be slow. You don't have to be, you know, or people say, I want to be really detail oriented, right? Is the comment we hear a lot, right? I want to really do a good job. Do a good job faster. And if you
That's
really
being an
know
expert.
what you're doing, if you really know what you're doing and you're really savvy at this and you have a lot of experience and you know exactly what you're going to get out to do, it's going to be done a lot quicker. And the best dentists I know are the most efficient. There are definitely, everyone knows sloppy hack who's, you know, blazing through things and leaving a bunch of decay and open margins, things like that. That's not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about the guys that are kicking butt and they're doing the cases that you're taking you 4 hours, they're doing in 1.5 hours. And I think that really, you know, we have dentists here in Santa Barbara. I know that, you know, every time it's an implant, it's a 4 hour case. One implant, you know, that doesn't make any sense.
Are you
That
doing lunch in between? What's
what yeah,
happening
what are
there?
you doing in between?
Yeah.
And you know, it's I never understood that. It's like, well, okay, we got a guide, we got everything planned out. The guided implant surgery is going to take almost as much as a crown prep, if that. And it just didn't make any sense why that was happening. But they had it in their mind that to do a good job, they need to book all this time, blow their hourly production out of the
Right.
water, because one implant over 4 hours is not cutting it.
Yeah, why
And
are you doing
they
an
see a
implant at
bigger
all?
dollar amount and they think, okay, well, I can schedule all day. I got all day. I'm going to go have lunch and I'm checking out for the rest of the day. I did an implant. No, you're doing that between hygiene checks.
Well, and this is back to the badge of honor too. I mean, we've had this, you know, with our doctors too, where they respond of, you know, trying to shift that mindset of, well, I ran late today, so I'm going to come in 15 minutes late tomorrow to make it up. I don't want you to make up anything. I mean, I care. I want you there in time for patients. I don't care when you walk in the door in the morning outside of that. Like, you know, be there for the meetings, be there, all the things. I'm not just saying it's willy-nilly, whatnot, but we're not looking for our doctors to clock in, clock out so you can tell me you worked a 40-hour work week. We've told them this flat out. I would be perfectly happy if you're out early every single day, right? We have a
This is
hard
talking.
stop for our doctors. That's a half an hour before the rest of our team leaves. It's three, we call it 3:35. Doctors drive, like, get the heck out of there. And that's 5 minutes after your patient time should be done, right? You're doing notes throughout the course of the day. Assistants are starting them for you. Lab cases should be out. What else are you doing with your life? Because they're not cleaning up rooms or doing sterilization at that point. Get out and go to your workout class or whatever it is. Please go be a person outside of here. That's what we're talking about with actionable work-life balance. You know, the work-life balance is such this, you know, trendy word that everyone wants to throw around. That's what that means on a day-to-day basis, that you get your stuff done and you go on about your day, not, well, it's not 5 o'clock yet, so I'm just hang out in the office in the back so I can say I was there.
Yeah, no, and I think, and there is that kind of mentality that the longer I work, the harder I work, you know, it's like a badge of honor, like you said kind of earlier. And that is a kind of trading time for dollars mentality where we really try to focus, and some of this is unavoidable with, you know, just employment laws, things like that, and especially in California, but we really try to focus on and try to impart the idea that it's your output, right? It's the quality with what you the impact that you make. And so if your job is done, if your patients are seen, if you have everything wrapped up, every email, every phone call is returned, everything is done, all your notes are done, whatever it is, get the hell out of the office. And I don't care if it's 20 minutes early. I don't care if it's 30 minutes early, right?
We
You
hope that it
know,
is.
we hope that
You
it
know,
is.
that's the
And
goal.
I think that's maybe a little bit where we differ, but if you're waiting around just to get paid, and I get it, we promise you extra 30 minutes, but go do something. But don't act like that's taking you away from your core set of things that you're supposed to do, right? This is extra. That's great to do extra, and you want that, you want the hours. We'll give them to you. But it's not, you're not gonna, you know, this happens a little bit of time when, you know, you see doctors finish a case by we get out at, or we see, stop seeing patients at 3:30 in our office. So they'll be done by like 3 or 2:45. We'll see you on Slack. Hey, good to go. The patient's out. And then the team saying, well, I had to work 20 minutes after. It's like, well, what the heck were you doing? The doctor say, I'm doing my notes till, you know, 4:30. It's like, well, what were you doing for the last 45 minutes? You know, and things like that. And I think that's, they don't, the time management there and just understanding kind of where, you know, they can cut little things or just be more efficient in certain things is really shocking.
Well, and I mean, getting back to Sten's point about, you know, if you have 2 hours for a wax up, it's going to take you 1 hour and 59 minutes. We see that a lot with our appointment times as well. You know, the way that we structure our appointment scheduling is that our numbing time, our setup time, our breakdown time, everything is within that appointment block. It's never meant to be that that entire appointment block is doctor time and getting that through to them also. You know, it's the same as when you give yourself a deadline. There's a reason that the post offices have to stay open until midnight on April 15th, because procrastinators of the world unite, as much time as you allow yourself is how long it's going to take you. So that is a constant topic of conversation also.
Yeah, absolutely.
This entire topic obviously is a much bigger topic of conversation as we're talking about kind of coaching your doctors, training your doctors. Again, we've been in that same boat where, hey, you hire an associate doctor, they have dental experience, you think you're going to tell them a couple of lines here or there about the way, you know, your practices operate and everything's going to be good to go. And it's a continual mentorship process. So we're going to be continuing more of these topics, more of the things that you guys want to hear about. In the meantime, if you would like to connect with us, hear about our private client program that we have available, we have a couple of slots still open between now and the end of the year. The doctor mentorship component of this is a huge part of it. It is our doctor success program, because they are crucial to the growth of your business, especially if you're an owner doctor and you don't want to carry the burden of all of the production for your business alone. We can really help with how you can implement that in your practice. So please feel free to reach out, connect at pathwaydentalsolutions.com. We also are on all of the social media platforms, so you can easily find us. And we will be back next week for another Toolbox Tuesday episode.
All right, see you next time.
Bye.